welcome to this unique training experience entitled Be Prepared for the Unexpected, Public Health Pearls of Wisdom. I'm Dr. Maria Carney, former commissioner of the Nassau County Department of Health. We are a large metropolitan area county in Long Island serving 1.3 million residents. During my term as commissioner, the Nassau County Department of Health has its multiple mandated programs that has to serve our 1.3 million residents. But during this time, we also had to manage public health emergencies. And during fiscally challenging times, this was incredibly difficult. But we did so successfully because of our wonderfully dedicated, hardworking staff, who you are going to meet today. Together, these individuals represent over 250 years of service to the Nassau County Department of Health. They will provide and share pearls of wisdom that they have learned over their years of service. It will represent tools and guidance for public health as well as what can be used in times of an emergency and public health crises.
All right. It's not often that we have the star of the show in our audience, but we do today. It's Dr. Carney, and do you want to? I have no financial relationships to disclose. So we are one of 14 preparedness and emergency response learning centers, the PEARLS grant funded by the CDC. We are located in New York City, and our catchment is a combined region of DHS Region 2 and the Regional Catastrophic Planning Grant. We serve about 14,000 to 15,000 public health workforce employees who serve 22 million residents. We have 10 to 12 very close partner agencies that are part of this grant, and we work very closely with them to help them develop special training programs. We offer online learning courses to them. And we also have a couple special projects. So we created something called the Embed Team. And the Embed Team literally embedded itself within the health department. We identified a need, we developed a product, we're implementing that product, and we'll evaluate that product as well. Why do we choose the Nassau County Department of Health? The Nassau County Department of Health was, one, close. And two, we also had an existing strong relationship with the leadership there, and so we felt this was a good test bed for this type of a project.
So you met me on the video, and the video is part of the end product of the project here, and this was our partnership. And Columbia came to Nassau County Department of Health. And from my perspective, during very fiscally challenging times, I was a little bit hesitant. Yes, it's Columbia and quality, but people were of low morale, stressful. We didn't know how we were going to do our day-to-day work, and this was my perspective at the time. Will Columbia be a distraction to the staff? Will the process end up being more of a burden than a benefit? Will they tell us how to do things and then that potentially could hurt morale? And will this be purely academic project for Columbia and we're lost in this project? So I use what I call my approach when I'm dealing with potential partnerships, which I'll just share with you, and with the goal that we end up with a mutually beneficial project. I listen, I clarify their request, I ask a lot of questions, I review in my mind the organization, the Nassau County Department of Health overall mission, and how potentially this partnership matches. I review my own personal goals that I had for the Department of Health, which was, firstly, local health department does its duties. I also had an interest in education. How would this contribute to education? I'm interested in research, and I'm interested in serving the community. So keeping those four goals along with the organization's mission in mind. I weighed the risks and benefit of the intervention that was proposed, and I made sure to ask all the parties that were involved, which largely meant the staff, so the leadership staff of the Department of Health. I asked if they thought this partnership would be in the best interest at this time. And then I went to Columbia, and I said, we have our own requests. We want a product at the end. We want either a manuscript that we can put our name to, or we want a product that we can share that has of educational value. And I wanted to make sure that whatever we partnered on would not negatively impact the morale of the staff. And we made the final decision, which was, let's go forward on this project.
So what was the embed experience? We started with an explorative phase. Went to the health department, sat down with a number of different staff in all different departments of the health department, and really got a sense of what their day-to-day duties were, gathered information about how the organization worked, how it worked during emergency, how it worked from day-to-day. And we really wanted to provide something to the health department that would be useful to them, something that they wouldn't necessarily be able to do on a day-to-day basis given their current resources, and something that we could hand off and they could personally think of as their own and continue its use for many years. And after all of this processes, we came up with two proposed projects. One was an institutional memory project, and the second was a leadership project. There were two issues that really rose to the top, and those were these two out of about 20 different topics. We came back, we presented these two projects to them, and we made a decision.
We made the decision to make an institutional memory video project, which you'll see. It's a videotape of most of the senior staff and recent retirees. There was a great fear at this time with fiscal crisis, layoffs, retirement incentives, along that this knowledge was going quickly, and we wanted to capture it in some way. I give the example of Abby Greenberg, who's been in the Department of Health 42 and more years because she's on the Board of Health, who wasn't going to be available for that next person. So we wanted to capture experience, and there was really minimal risks, and it was unique, creative, innovative, and we thought it would help morale. And this This may explain why we want to capture the institutional memory.
I have been was with the health department for 34 years, retired in 2010 with an incentive. Wasn't planning on retiring because I loved public health emergency preparedness, but the incentive was too good to pass up.
Anybody heard that before? All right. So how did we want to capture all of this? We all know that documentation is essentially worthless. People have their own ways of notating it, and over time, it doesn't pass the test of time. And so video passes the test of time, and that's why we chose a video project.
Step one in this project was identifying the staff. There were 11 individuals totaling 250 years of experience from a wide range of divisions in the Department of Health, from acting commissioners to commissioners to environmental health emergency preparedness and even infectious disease control areas.
So the next steps, we conducted an organic interview. We asked them, the interviewees, what their timeless pieces of wisdom were, what aspects of their daily job cross over and were useful during an emergency and vice versa, and how do you deal with the unexpected? Once we gathered that information, we distilled it down, and we conducted a directed interview in front of the camera, and also asked some more targeted questions about developing mid-level leadership and decision-making skills. What made you a good leader? And how do you promote out-of-the-box thinking? We put all the videos into InVivo, a qualitative coding software, coded things, and looked for themes that rose to the top. And what came out of that are the top 10 public health pearls of wisdom, and this is our way of putting a name to all of those themes and concepts that emerged.
So number 10, practice and implement incident command system regularly. Number 9, create viable and sustainable partnerships. Never stop learning. Build, develop, and maintain trustworthy and credible relationships. And I want to stress, you may have your partners, but then there's a next level, develop the relationship between the partners. These were themes that came out of the interviews. promote and practice effective two-way communication, not only communicating to staff, but listening two-way with staff and with communities. Leverage trusted community partners to protect and respect the community. This is yet another extension of partners. You have your partners, you develop the relationship, and then you act on that relationship by using the relationship in a productive manner. Lead to inspire, aspire to lead. Learn when to leverage public health law. Public health law is a protected, powerful entity. Use it properly, don't abuse it. Create a flexible and stimulating work environment. And number one, be ultra prepared.
The Incident Command System, often referred to as ICS, is a management tool that is flexible, scalable, and is an all-hazards approach to the management of an emergent situation. ICS can be used to plan a wedding just as easily as it can be used to investigate a foodborne outbreak or an event as complex as the H1N1 swine flu epidemic.
ICS puts a structure in place that is clear in terms of who is in charge and who bears the burden of the responsibility. That's very important during those fast-paced, emergent actions.
During an ICS activation, our biggest line for education purposes is leave your ego at the door. So we have 700 Medical Reserve Corps volunteers. That some are surgeons and anesthesiologists in all different roles. And if we ask them to be a flow controller or a runner, most of the time they say, great, whatever I can do to help. So we try to use that example as, you know, you may not always be doing the job that you would like to do or are trained to do.
Your duties may change, so it's very, very important to learn not just your role, but understand the chain of command, the different roles, the different operations, and how it applies to the scenario.
Often maternal child health, community health will have to come in and work with environmental health or disease control on issues such as H1N1 or measles outbreak or something like that. We as a health department try very hard to use ICS in episodes of public health where we have to work together much lower than the threshold that people would normally incorporate ICS. This way we kind of get experience with it in emergencies that are not so critical. It keeps us a little better able to shift into that mode when we need to.
Using ICS on a day-to-day basis and making it part of the health department culture will help ensure smooth implementation and operation of ICS during an emergency, resulting in a quick, nimble, and coordinated response.
The more training, the more drills, the more practice, and the deeper the understanding of how incident command works will lead to a smoother operation.
Creating a comfortable, flexible, and trusted work environment easily accommodates rapidly changing priorities during an emergency. This type of environment can enhance problem-solving skills and innovative solutions. Cross-training is one example of a tool to keep the workforce flexible and adaptable at all times.
I think when people are comfortable enough to think creatively, they will. But the environment has to be a trusted environment. And it has to be an environment where mistakes are not punished. Just the other day, one of my supervisors came to me and said, and she runs a tremendously big program, and she said to me, we had a problem with the county attorney. It was a contractual problem or something, and how the process went. And she said, my part-time clerk picked up the phone and spoke to the county attorney and resolved the problem. She said, Shelley, what should I do? I said, take her out for lunch. Now that is pretty atypical stuff. You usually don't have a part-time first-level clerk picking up the phone and solving a problem with the county attorney. But that actually happened. She was the best person to do it. She understood the process the best. She understood where the log jams were. But it was just so atypical. My manager was like, I think she was asking, should I report her? No, take her out for lunch. That's a good thing.
Everyone wants to learn something new and learn something a little different. And the cross-training means that they're going to eventually, their skill sets will be used in some major event.
Just as you may cross-train for sports, cross-training in the health department can hold similar value. By training staff and giving them experience in job roles and responsibilities other than what they typically do on a day-to-day basis, they gain confidence and may adapt more quickly to new positions during an emergency.
I think crossing over, cross-training people, not keeping emergency preparedness just with emergency preparedness. You know, we need to work together. Environmental can work with emergency preparedness, disease control. It should all come together. H1N1 was a great example for cross-training. I think there were many people within the department that were cross-trained to do different things during the H1N1 response, and we could have done that without that cross-training.
There's very much a team ethic that goes on there. Everyone, it's not, if something's happening in food, water is aware of it, or community SAN is aware of it, and what can we do to help? Because the overlying goal is public health, and what can we do to protect public health and maintain public health? And that's always shifting on us, because it does. When I first started here, there was no West Nile virus. We didn't have rabies in Nassau County. The thought of a 9/11 was inconceivable, but it's there. And so we are constantly evolving to meet those challenges, and that's what keeps us intrigued and involved and wanting to learn.
All right, we have one more, but we don't have time. We presented this quickly to the Nassau County Board of Health. It was very well received. They felt it gives a voice to public health. It captured their institutional memory. And they felt a great sense of pride, and that it's going to leave a legacy. We're going to roll it out to the entire health department. We're going to evaluate it both immediately after the training or what the viewing of the videos, and then further on down the line. So thank you to all of our partners, and thank you.